Radio Prague News. The Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Dominik Duka, has praised Pope Benedict's leadership of the Catholic Church, saying his decision to resign was an act of courage. Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman has appealed a court decision to stop the prosecution of several managers of the fraudulent construction firm H-System. And the Bulgarian Energy Minister has ordered checks on energy bills issued by Czech and Austrian power distributors in the wake of street protests at the weekend. The Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Dominik Duka, has praised Pope Benedict's leadership of the Catholic Church, saying his decision to resign from office was an act of courage. Cardinal Duka recalled the Pope's state visit to the Czech Republic in 2009 and its role in raising awareness and understanding of the role of the Church in modern society. He called on believers to pray for the Pope's health. The Archbishop of Olomouc, Jan Graubner, said the Pope's resignation was a sign of respect for the office he held and showed great spiritual strength and humility. Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman has appealed a court decision to stop the prosecution of several managers of the fraudulent construction firm H-System, which stripped clients of nearly 1 billion crowns. The founder of the bankrupt construction company, Petr Smetka, was sentenced to 12 years in prison back in 2004, but the case against three of the firm's managers has dragged on. A Prague court recently stopped their prosecution on the grounds that the case falls under the presidential amnesty declared on January 1st. State attorneys have protested that the amnesty, which saw the release of some 6,000 prisoners, may halt several major corruption and embezzlement cases. The Justice Minister has pledged to do his utmost to prevent that. Bulgarian Energy Minister Delian Dobrev has ordered checks on energy bills issued by the Czech power distributor ČEZ and Austria's EVN in the wake of street protests over excessive prices at the weekend. Bulgarians took to the streets in 10 cities to protest over their January electricity bills, which were significantly higher than in the previous month. ČEZ says the higher bills reflect increased consumption over the Christmas holidays and a harsher-than-usual winter. ČEZ recently pulled out of Albania after having its license to operate Albania's national grid revoked. The move followed months of controversy over unpaid bills. Trade and Industry Minister Martin Kuba has said he wants the government to look into the burgeoning solar energy scandal as soon as possible. The head of the Energy Regulatory Office, Alena Vitáskova, last week accused her predecessors of having illegally upped the prices of electricity from solar plants, incurring damages to the tune of tens of billions of crowns. Meanwhile, the head of the Czech Photovoltaic Industry Association says the audit on which Mrs. Vitáskova based her accusations was doctored and was intended to cover up the organization's present failings. The government is expected to discuss the matter later this week. MP Roman Pekarek is to report to prison within 5 days to begin serving a 5-year sentence for corruption and abuse of office. Mr. Pekarek on Monday confirmed receiving a court order and said he would not try to evade his responsibility. The lower house deputy was found guilty of accepting a 1 million crown bribe for selling municipal land to a businessman under price. He has resigned his membership in the Civic Democratic Party, but has refused to give up his seat in the lower house. Under Czech law, there is no way of forcing him to do so. A Serbian national was detained at Prague airport last week after customs officers found 2 kilos of heroin in his luggage, the CTK news agency reports. The incident happened on Thursday, but the information was not released until Monday in view of an ongoing investigation. The man was allegedly travelling to Prague from Uganda via Amsterdam. The street value of the drug has been estimated at several million crowns. And finally, the weather. Meteorologists have issued a snow alert for the coming 48 hours. Tuesday and Wednesday are expected to bring up to 15 centimetres of snow in the lower altitudes and approximately 30 centimetres of fresh snow in the mountain regions. Drivers have been warned to expect traffic complications and not set out for the mountains without winter gear. The eastern part of the country is already battling with heavy snow, with traffic complications and delays in public transport. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.